You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 114, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, I always say that you are called to be extraordinary, and that's for each and every one of us. Joining me on today's show is Genevieve Luana. Genevieve is passionate about life and unraveling our true identity in Christ to enable us to live our most abundant life while we are here on earth. She believes that each and every one of us has a powerful purpose, and hers is to help others awaken to who they truly are through mindset shifting and personal branding. Genevieve is also mother to three wonderful boys. She is French and has been living in London for the past 12 years. Now, on today's show, Genevieve is going to share testimony of an ordinary woman, an everyday woman who has faith, or through faith, has conquered so many challenges. She's going to talk about being comforted in seeing and hearing that all you have to be to succeed is yourself, and show and give more of yourself. She's also going to talk about greater insight about building an impactful personal brand around your identity and so much more. Welcome to the show, Genevieve.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we were saying before we recorded, and people might have picked that up through just watching us behind the scenes on the Facebook Live, that you are in London, and it was 5:30 for you in the morning. So thank you so much for coming on the show. It's I know that many of the things that you're going to be talking about, so many women, men too, but women I think particularly, can struggle with. And many of us, we know, as Christian entrepreneurs who have a message and a story to share, if we get stuck, then someone, our ideal client and those that are there who need to hear our story and our message, won't, if we're not getting it out there. So thank you for coming on the show and getting up so early.
My absolute pleasure.
So, Genevieve, if you look back to the stepping stones, if you will, or aspects of your life that guided you down the path to where you are today running this business, has it been a clear path for you, or has there been certain circumstances that have happened that God's encouraged you now to support other women in this area of your business? How's that kind of rolled out for you?
You know, I never decided that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I started my career working in the luxury for LVMH, and I was very happy. Mm-hmm. And I've always been very happy throughout my 9-to-5 mm-hmm. work. But at some point, when I got pregnant with my third child, I knew that things needed to change, that having, you know, three children under 5-year-old was very challenging. Yes. While working full-time at the same time. Yeah. So I took time during my maternity leave to really sit down and ask myself, what is it that I want to do? Not only ask myself, but only ask God, what is mm-hmm. it that I am called to do? Mm-hmm. Is this work, this 9-to-5, the work that I am called to do? So through questioning, I knew, I had that inner knowing that I wanted to work with women. Yes. And impact women. Yes. I just did not know how. Mm-hmm. That's all I knew. So yeah. I held on to, you know, that inner knowing, and somehow the path just showed itself to me.
Mm, yes. Basically. And I think sometimes what's beautiful in that, it's such a great reminder, is often we lack clarity in a certain area. And what we can often do is look around and look at different circumstances and things like that without really submitting it to prayer and saying, all right, God, can you show me what it is that you have planned for me, guide me in a way in which that I can contribute. So when he started to show you that this was an area, and you mentioned earlier that the how wasn't quite clear. When you did submit it to prayer and started to look out and just observe to see what answers God was giving you, what sort of things started to happen as you were guided around to this is really where you're now called to share your gifts and talents to help others? What was that that happened for you?
Absolutely. You know, I've always been passionate about style, not so much fashion, but about style. Mm-hmm. I've always had a unique style, and I know how to put myself together very easily. Comes mm-hmm. very naturally to me. So the idea came was to do its research online to train as a image consultant
yes.
whilst I was on maternity leave. And that was a very short, actually the training was 12 months. Mm-hmm. So I said to myself, my maternity leave is 12 months and this course is 12 months. I have to complete it before mm-hmm. I go back to work. So that will give me a choice whether to go back to work full time mm-hmm. or start as an image consultant. And I just did it. I found the training company and I signed up straight away and I completed my course, I think a month before going back to work.
Yes. It's amazing when you have a time frame and yes. you set a goal and the intention really was, I want to complete this. It was obviously something that really tapped into some of your innate talents and gifts. And as I said to you before we started and pressed record, for someone who's up at 5:30, you look absolutely incredible. So we can absolutely vouch that you know Thank how you. To do the style and everything. So, and sometimes we miss those indications, don't we, of the things that we naturally do. And this speaks in beautifully to, I'm sure, some of the work that you find you're doing with women, is that so often with some of those innate skills and gifts and talents that we've been blessed with, we ignore them because we don't see them as being areas that we can develop and really bring to the world because of the fact, well, it comes quite naturally, so we disregard them. Do you find that that is true for some of the women that you have worked with? And what do you tell them when you realize that, hang on, a lot of these untapped gifts, you're not even recognizing and bringing to the world and with intention and purpose? So what kind of advice do you give them?
It's absolutely true. You have to recognize it. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, because it comes so easily, there needs to be someone outside of ourselves mm-hmm. who can actually point at it and make you actually look at it. We take it for granted. Most yes. of the time we take our gifts and talent for granted because it comes naturally. Mm-hmm. But we have to recognize that for some people, the people that we are called to help and to serve, it's exactly what's needed. We need to develop our gifts and talents. Mm. So what I say to them, I just advise them to go back within and realize that what has helped them, you know, to come out of the situation, the hardship that they have gone through, is exactly what they need to share with other people. It's exactly what they need to be successful, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's really looking inside of yourself, because most of the time we look outside, we look at other people, we admire what they have mm-hmm. without realizing that I can see in other people only what's already in me.
Mm. Yes, yes, powerful.
Right? Yes. I can only see in other people what's already in me. So that thing that I admire it because the spark is in me. So how can I light that fire up? How can I turn the volume up on that skill, on that gift that I think is not within me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Basically.
Yeah, powerful. And I think where it fits in so well with what you said in the title that we said is, it's the ordinary that's in us. And when we develop that and allow God to put his super on it, that's when we're able to become extraordinary, but also extraordinary in someone else's life as we continue to support them. Because one of the things, and I'd love you to speak into this, you've said that, you know, you're going to share a testimony of an ordinary woman, an everyday woman who through faith has conquered so many challenges. Before I open the floor to you. The reason why I love that you're about to share this is that so many of us have gone through challenges and areas in our life, seasons in our life, if you will, that has developed a character and a strength in us that we can now continue to impart in others. Yet so often we hide that story away for some reason. Well, we feel ashamed or whatever, but actually that story now is what we're going to be able to support others to overcome and build a strength around. So share. Faith has conquered so many challenges. Share the insights and inspire us, because
One of the greatest, I think, challenges that I have faced in my life, actually since I came to London at some point, I found myself homeless, basically. With my three children, I had nowhere to go at the time. I didn't have enough money to put down deposit to go find another property. So I had to rely on the government. But my pride held me back, and I wanted to do things my way instead of just trusting the process and trusting that everything I needed, God would provide it. So I found myself, staying with friends, and I realized very quickly that it's not easy to stay with friends and family when you have three young children. So I went out one day it was in the countryside. So I went out for a walk and I really cried out, what is it you want me to do? Can you please help? I cannot do this on my own. And the straight answer, I heard it loud and clear, was go back. So I came back to London and stayed in what we call a hostel here. And then, I humbled myself. I went and asked for help. So I stayed in a hostel, and at the same time, I was doing my work, but no one outside of me, outside of my circle, knew what was going on. So I had to keep this image. I had to keep this face of everything is fine. At the time, I was doing workshop for the BBC. So professionally, amazing things were happening in my life. But personally, it was total chaos.
Yes.
So one day I sat down, I said, God, if this is the work that you really want me to do, I cannot do it living in a one room with three young children. It's driving me completely mad. I promise you, if you get me out of here, one, I will dedicate my life to you, and the work that I do, I will do it for you. And this was on a Friday. On the following Monday, I received a call. And getting emotional. And within a week, I was in the house that I'm currently living. And the beautiful reminder for me that I found very powerful, and God has an amazing way to do things. And God is very, very, very funny. I live on Church Road.
Church Road. Oh my goodness. Not only do we love and serve a good, good God, yes, as you said, he has some humor in there as well.
I said, okay, Church Road. Okay. I hear you. I hear you.
Woo. Amazing. You know what I love about that, and that we can just really celebrate in that there are times, moments where we are at our wit's end, if you will, and it would be wonderful just to have this whole just document where God just shares just a little bit longer, just be patient, all of that. But I think it's in those trials and tribulations. And we're, in the Bible, it says, celebrate those, thank me for those, because it's within those trials and tribulations. When you trust me, I will give you, what I will give you is just unfathomable from a human perspective that we could never, ever achieve on our own. So looking back now to that situation, I mean, I can just see the thankfulness and the gratitude, you know, in your life. What would you say to someone if they were still in that moment where they were crying out to God for him to come in and just transform whatever challenge that they're going on? Like, what can you share with them just to help them, you know, stay strong and continue to grow faith?
Blind faith. Blind faith and total trust. You know what? One day I revisited the Bible and I went back to Genesis. You know, sometimes we read the word without having the understanding. So whenever, you know, I'm reading, I always ask for understanding and for that to be literally illuminated so that I can not only read it, but I can understand it on a spiritual level. When I realized that God created the world and everything in it before he created us. So that means that what I understood that day is that my provision is already here. My provision has been there all along. Your provision is there. You can only see it, experience it when you have total faith that it is done, that it is already there. So to someone who is going through hardship, I would say you have to hold on to it. You have to see, you have to live as if you were already out of your situation, as if your dream was already manifested, because somehow in the spiritual, it is already done. But doubt cannot sustain, basically, your faith. So we have to do everything possible to get rid of doubt.
Absolutely.
And stay in that mindset of belief and faith. Belief to me is, I always break it down when I explain it, is being and living. So it's living in that state of total trust, total knowing that what it is that you believe in is already there, that you already have it.
Such a great insight for all of us. And absolutely, you know, I think sometimes in those circumstances and situations, as I mentioned earlier, we're growing a strength in us. And for you, it was real faith and trust. And if you think that looking back at that situation, that challenge that he's taken you now through, it's like, wow. If that's the way that he's able to really see from Friday then to next week, here I am in this home which I've been praying for, and I'm sure you've been praying about that for quite some time, is here now, and he has that all planned out, as you said, that you're reminded of when you read Genesis. Imagine what he has in store if you trust, you know, and he does, and this is for all of us, when we trust and have faith that it is so. And I think that's a great reminder where the enemy can sow seeds of doubt. Yeah, but what if? You know, and I'm sure, and share a little bit more about that. This is so important, where we remind ourselves and say over and over the verses that are in the Bible, so that if the enemy does try and remind us or sow those seeds of doubt, that we just stop that and remind him of the words that God has already spoken over us and promised us in the Bible. Have you found that that's helped you as well?
Absolutely. And mine is Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That summed up faith. I shall not want. Wanting is longing for something. So, and that's... you know, the word want is so ingrained in our vocabulary, and I found out that it's not really helpful, because as long as you are wanting something, you are accepting that it is not there. So when the Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," you know, it tells me that I should not long for anything because it's already there. So I am accepting that my blessings are already there. Mm. They are coming to me.
Yes.
And it's just a question of time until I receive it.
Yes.
Basically. And the work that I have to do is making myself ready to receive. Because that is another problem as well that I see with so many people and my clients and the women that I've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn to receive.
That is a huge one. I want to share something with you, and then I want to ask you for some insights that you've learned, because I'm sure that you work on this with many clients as well in your work, is that you mentioned we have to be ready to receive. And something that I'm reminded of in my own life, but that I've heard over and over again through the interviews that I've been doing, is that God will give us a small amount to steward over. And how we look after whatever we money, you know, or finances, a home, that kind of thing. When we look after that and show him that we value that, we're thankful for that, then our increase will continue to increase. And I'm often reminded too that if we found ourselves in a situation where all of a sudden we had everything we wanted, and we hadn't built those strong character and faith and foundations, then sometimes when we're given things too quickly, it can slip through our fingers. So speak a little bit into this, because I know it's going to be such an empowering insight for people. Have you found that to be true? And with the clients that you work with, what are some of the steps that you encourage them to do as they're waiting? It almost like in the waiting room, but in that room, we continue to develop what we've got right there in front of us, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And the one thing, and the very, I think, powerful thing is gratefulness, is to practice gratefulness for everything that you have in your life at the moment.
Mm.
Actually, everything that you have and everything that you physically do not have, but in spirit that you know that you have, and you're just waiting for it to appear physically. So the one thing I would say is practicing being grateful, because we are so quick at looking at what is not there, and not actually seeing and appreciating what we have. The more we appreciate what we have, we are telling God that I want more of that. It's a signal for us to receive more. So gratefulness is the, and journaling and doing it, not every day. I wouldn't say that I write in my journal every single morning, every day. But if I make it a habit, then I'm going to strengthen it in my consciousness as well. So gratefulness, the attitude and the habit of being grateful for what it is that you have.
Yes, so, so true. One of the things I think also too is, you know, we mentioned, or you mentioned earlier too, where so many of us can sometimes have seasons in our life where we're not recognizing the gifts and the talents or the strengths because they're innate. And I think that's such a great reminder that sometimes it can be the smallest of things, having a wonderful day, seeing a beautiful flower, hearing the birds, you know, tweeting in our backyard, or if we're in the park or something like that. It's the small things like that when we show gratitude, because we can be grateful for that, because somewhere someone is experiencing war where their physical life is in jeopardy because of, you know, circumstances happening for them, that I think every single one of us needs to remind ourselves that having a breath, you know, being able to breathe or whatever, you know, gratefulness and that gratitude and even the smallest of things, because as you said, that can continue to grow as well as we are more grateful. Have you found that to be true as well?
Oh my God, absolutely, absolutely. And I am reminded of that every single day.
Mm.
You know, gratitude is not, you know, it's not only about the material things that we have. It's those things as well. Nature. Oh, that's my alarm. I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right. That's a nice way to wake up. Very calming. Not like that, you know, the loud, and I'm not going to do an impression of it.
But it won't stop until I stop it.
You go ahead and stop it. No, you go ahead and do that. That's fine. That's the beauty of being live on Facebook as we are recording as well. Now, one of my favorite sayings is just go with the flow. It will all be okay.
Oh, so sorry about that.
That's fine. That's fine. So we're talking about gratitude and reminder that it's not just for the material things.
Absolutely. It's the sun, being able to see, being able to hear, because as you said, somewhere, somehow, someone cannot see, someone cannot hear, someone cannot speak. I was watching yesterday a video of someone who was born without limbs. So they literally just had, you know, their head and their trunk.
Yeah.
So in those moments, recognizing that being healthy and having your body in its entirety, it's a huge blessing. Yes. Although, you know, somehow some people that we see as handicapped are doing amazing and actually even greater things than, you know, people who have, you know, their body totally functioning perfectly.
We realize that, don't we, when we see other people in the example that you just gave, or when catastrophes hit. I was just watching, where volcano over in Hawaii, or there's floods, where the community bands together and they're just so thankful that, you know, they have their lives and no one lost their lives in those situations, and everything around them, the whole house is in rubble. And it's then that we're reminded is that sometimes it is just the basic of things. But when I say basic, it's the most things that we are grateful for, and often that we need to be reminded that, I just generally take that for granted. And so reminded in seeing someone else be so grateful that we have much, much, much to be grateful for. Let's talk about, because that continues, I think, when we do that, allow ourselves, give ourselves permission to show up more as who we are and through the work that we do. Speak a little bit around the greatest insight in building an impactful personal brand around your identity. I think this is so important, because how many of us don't give ourselves permission to show up as who we are, yes?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the one key thing that I always do, and the first step that I always, you know, take when I take this brand building process, is the identity, is knowing who you really are beyond your title, beyond the fact that you are maybe a mother, beyond the fact that you are a woman. Who are you? What is your real identity? What is your essence? Because that is the thing that is going to allow you to stand out. That is the thing that is going to allow you to connect with the people that you are supposed to connect to, right? Because we are called to serve, but we are not called to serve everybody. You are called to serve a specific audience, right? So knowing who you are and accepting who you are wholeheartedly and building on that is what is going to allow you to shine and to be extraordinary.
Yes, so true. And I think as Christian entrepreneurs, we're reminded of not who we are, but whose we are. And often, I think, and this ties beautifully to everything that we've spoken about, when we often try and go through things on our own strength, or in the case of identity, and speak a little bit about this, we can often, as you said earlier, look at what other people are doing and therefore minimize who we are and who, you know, the uniqueness that God has woven into who we are. But when we recognize that each and every one of us are extraordinary in our own right, and give ourselves permission to share and just to allow our uniqueness to shine through, often then it becomes so easy, because we don't have to try to be ourselves, but it's just giving ourselves permission to be ourselves. What would you say to someone who is still struggling with that, showing up just how and who she is? What would you say to her?
Oh, I would say that it is actually the biggest disservice that she's doing to herself and to other people and to God. Because, you know, it's a partnership, this relation, this life experience, this creation experience, it's a partnership. So if God is within me, God needs me to express myself exactly the way that He created me, right? And if I am struggling, if I'm hiding, if I am not accepting myself, if I am being ashamed of myself, somehow what I'm doing to myself, I am doing to God as well, to the spirit that is in within me, the spirit that is guiding me, right? So we have to allow.
Yes.
We have to allow spirit to flow, right? So blocking ourselves, being invisible, staying in the corner, it's like trying to put down the fire when the fire needs, you know, to be on, and the light needs to shine, basically.
Something.
Yeah,
beautiful. What I was going to say, so as you're saying that, it's reminding me of, and you said we don't recognize of the greatness of, and the possibility, the extraordinary that lives within us. And of course, as Christians, we know, and as you've just reminded us, we have the Spirit of God in us. That is a gift. And Jesus said in the Bible, He is coming, and a number of you will do even greater things than I have been able to do on this earth. And sometimes I say to myself, seriously, really? Did you know that Jesus would say that for some people, they are going to do even greater works, which to me is just wow. But how incredible, isn't it? And how many of us, through not thinking small, but through putting a barrier around or a box around, we're actually minimizing the opportunities for the Holy Spirit to work in us and bless others through the work that we are doing. And I think, you know, as you just so beautifully reminded us of, when we really open ourselves up, when we remain, you know, guided by Him and His Word and in prayer, we can be guided. And often things will start to happen, just as the example that you gave when you cried out to Him. And sometimes we do, don't we? We're on our knees and, God, what are you doing? I need, please help me. I need you to show me, you know, what do I need to do? I need you to support me. That He will answer. There's always an answer. Sometimes the answer may not necessarily be what we want to hear, because sometimes, you know, this is how I would like you to answer, or what I need to show up. But in that challenge, we are building the character and the strength that will support us in the next season in our life. So having said that, what share with us a little bit more about some of the services that you offer and how people can get in contact with you if they really can see that they've been limiting themselves and they really feel a calling to get that message out so that they can speak life and truth and hope into other people's lives by sharing their message. Share a little bit more about what you do and how they can connect with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So my calling, I do personal branding and mindset coaching at the same time. I cannot dissociate the two.
It's important.
They go hand in hand with me, for me, because that inner work that needs to be done in order for you to create an amazing brand is a mindset work first, working on your identity, who you are, what your strengths are, and how can we take the essence of who you are and turn that into an amazing brand, a personal brand that is going to help you stand out in the marketplace and attract your ideal client. So this is what I do. I work with a female entrepreneur, helping them build that brand, doing the groundwork, because personal branding to me is the foundation of your business, basically. It's what's going to help you create that perception, that right perception in the hearts and the mind of your ideal client, and show them that, yes, you are the answer to their problem. You are the coach, whatever it is that you are specialized in, you are the right person for them. So that is personal branding. I also work on mindset coaching around confidence, self-esteem, because that, again, in order for you to be able to show up powerfully in the world and in your market, you have to have the confidence that you are exactly who your ideal clients are looking for, and show up boldly and powerfully. And I also integrate another service to my offerings, which is an image consulting, which is what I call the cherry on the cake when it comes to personal branding.
Yes, beautiful, because not only do you work from the inside out, you then package that up so that the inner confidence that now that you've been able to support people in developing and growing can now also look how we look and how we present. And all of those things are so important, particularly now with all of the social media and things like that. But we're saying we really want to position ourselves and our message, which is across all of the branding touch points as we're continuing to create that experience. Mm-hmm. Genevieve, what would be the website? What would be some of the details that people can connect?
Absolutely. So you can find me on my website, which is www.genevievemoana.com. I am also on Instagram as Genevieve Moana and on Facebook as Elite Personal Branding with Genevieve.
Fantastic. Genevieve, one of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests as we finish up the show is just to say a word of prayer. May I do that for you before we finish up?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Father God, thank you for Genevieve sharing her testimony today. Father, we just want to thank you for upholding her, strengthening her, particularly in the times that she really went through those challenging situations, Lord. But we just want to thank you that you reminded her and was able to find her family a home where they're now living, that she can continue to live out her calling, her purpose, and helping other women recognize just the uniqueness that you've created in them and helping them bring their message to the world. Father, we just want to uphold Genevieve and her children up to you, that you will continue to bless them, that you continue to find favor, that you'll just continue to be with them and really just continuing to strengthen their faith in you. Father, we just want to ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, Genevieve. And, you know, I think sometimes sharing these testimonies and showing the vulnerability that you did today, I just want to honor that because it shows that, you know, in business and in life, there can be incredible struggles. But when we stay true to our faith, when we lean into the word and when we take our challenges and we cry out to the Lord, like so many of the characters or the people that we read in the Bible stories, when we do that and we hold true to that through the strength of the Holy Spirit, then the opportunities that he promises us are just incredible. So thank you for showing that vulnerability and just showing the strength and the extraordinary that is in so many of us that are still to be untapped. And I'm sure many of the women who are listening and watching even the recording will certainly will find that through your support that they're able to achieve that too. So thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me and giving me the opportunity to share that testimony with so many people and your audience.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.